Section 2. Behold, I am Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Reading assignment. Study the scripture passages listed in the following questions and in the scripture chain for this lesson. The Bible, the Book of Moses, and Abraham and the Pearl of Great Price, and the Book of Mormon are ancient testaments or witnesses of Jesus Christ. The Doctrine and Covenants is a testament of Jesus Christ given in this dispensation. Page 4. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 16 through 19. What does this passage teach about the Savior suffering for us? Why was Jesus willing to experience such great suffering for us? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 through 11, section 19, verses 19 and 24, and section 34, verse 3. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 14 through 18, and section 93, verse 33, Alma, chapter 11, verses 42 through 44. What can you learn about the resurrection from these passages? Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 11 through 12, section 19, verses 16 through 17, and verse 20, section 58, verse 42, section 76, verses 62 through 70. What do these passages teach about the blessings we can receive through the Savior's atonement? How can you show the Savior your gratitude for His atonement? Scripture chain, roles and attributes of the Savior. Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verses 20 through 21. Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verses 32 through 37. Section 19, verses 1 through 3. Section 29, verses 1 through 2. Section 38, verses 1 through 3. Section 45, verses 3 through 5. Section 50, verse 44. Section 93, verses 5 through 19. And Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 42 through 52. Scriptures relating to section 2. Behold, I am Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 16 through 19. 16. For behold, I, God, have suffered these things for all, that they might not suffer it if they would repent. 17. But if they would not repent, they must suffer even as I. 18. Which suffering caused myself, even God, the greatest of all, to tremble because of pain, and to bleed at every pore, and to suffer both body and spirit, and would that I might not drink the bitter cup and shrink. 19. Nevertheless, glory be to the Father, and I partook and finished my preparations unto the children of men. Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 through 11. 10. Remember, the worth of souls is great in the sight of God. 11. For behold, the Lord your Redeemer suffered death in the flesh. Wherefore he suffered the pain of all men, that all men might repent and come unto him. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 19 and 24. 19. Nevertheless, glory be to the Father, and I partook and finished my preparations unto the children of men. 24. I am Jesus Christ. I came by the will of the Father, and I do His will. Doctrine and Covenants, section 34, verse 3. Whoso loved the world that he gave his own life, that as many as would believe might become the sons of God. Wherefore, you are my son. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 14 through 18. 14. Now verily I say unto you, that through the redemption which is made for you, is brought to pass the resurrection from the dead. 15. And the spirit and the body are the soul of man. 16. And the resurrection from the dead is the redemption of the soul. 17. And the redemption of the soul is through him that quickeneth all things, in whose bosom it is decreed that the poor and the meek of the earth shall inherit it. 18. Therefore it must needs be sanctified from all unrighteousness, that it may be prepared for the celestial glory. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 33. For man is spirit, the elements are eternal, and spirit and element inseparably connected, receive a fullness of joy. Alma chapter 11, verses 42 through 44. 42. Now there is a death which is called a temporal death, and the death of Christ shall loose the bands of this temporal death, that all shall be raised from this temporal death. 43. The spirit and the body shall be reunited again in its perfect form. Both limb and joint shall be restored to its proper frame, even as we now are at this time, and we shall be brought to stand before God, knowing even as we know now, and have a bright recollection of all our guilt. 44. Now this restoration shall come to all, both old and young, both bond and free, both male and female, both the wicked and the righteous, and even there shall not so much as a hair of their heads be lost. But everything shall be restored to its perfect frame, as it is now, or in the body, and shall be brought and be arraigned before the bar of Christ the Son, and God the Father, and the Holy Spirit, which is one eternal God, to be judged according to their works, whether they be good or whether they be evil. Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 11 through 12. 11. For behold, the Lord your Redeemer suffered death in the flesh, wherefore he suffered the pain of all men, that all men might repent and come unto him. 12. And he hath risen again from the dead, that he might bring all men unto him on conditions of repentance. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 16 through 17, and verse 20. 16. For behold, I, God, have suffered these things for all, that they might not suffer, if they would repent. 17. But if they would not repent, they must suffer, even as I. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 20. Wherefore I command you again to repent, lest I humble you with my almighty power, and that you confess your sins, lest you suffer these punishments, of which I have spoken, of which in the smallest, yea, even in the least degree, you have tasted, at the time I withdrew my spirit. Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verse 42. Behold, he who has repented of his sins, the same is forgiven, and I, the Lord, remember them no more. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 62 through 70. 62. These shall dwell in the presence of God and his Christ forever and ever. 63. These are they whom he shall bring with him, when he shall come in the clouds of heaven to reign on the earth over his people. 64. These are they who shall have part in the first resurrection. 65. These are they who shall come forth in the resurrection of the just. 66. These are they who are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly place, the holiest of all. 67. These are they who have come to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of Enoch, and of the firstborn. 68. These are they whose names are written in heaven, where God and Christ are the judge of all. 69. These are they who are just men made perfect through Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, who wrought out this perfect atonement through the shedding of his own blood. 70. These are they whose bodies are celestial, whose glory is that of the Son, even the glory of God, the highest of all, whose glory the Son of the firmament is written of as being typical. Scripture chains scriptures, roles, and attributes of the Savior. Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verses 20 through 21. 20. Behold, thou art Oliver, and I have spoken unto thee because of thy desires. Therefore treasure up these words in thy heart. Be faithful and diligent in keeping the commandments of God, and I will encircle thee in the arms of my love. 21. Behold, I am Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I am the same that came unto mine own, and mine own received me not. I am the light which shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verses 32 through 37. 32. Verily, verily, I say unto you, as I have said unto my disciples, where two or three are gathered together in my name, as touching one thing, behold, there will I be in the midst of them, Even so am I in the midst of you. 33. Fear not to do good, my sons, for whatsoever ye sow, that shall ye also reap. Therefore, if ye sow good, ye shall also reap good for your reward. 34. Therefore, fear not, little flock, do good. Let earth and hell combine against you, for if ye are built upon my rock, they cannot prevail. 35. Behold, I do not condemn you. Go your ways and sin no more. Perform with soberness the work which I have commanded you. 36. Look unto me in every thought. Doubt not, fear not. 37. Behold the wounds which pierce my side, and also the prints of the nails in my hands and feet. Be faithful and keep my commandments, and ye shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Doctrine and Covenant, section 19, verses 1 through 3. 1. I am Alpha and Omega, Christ the Lord. Yea, even I am, he the beginning and the end, the Redeemer of the world. 2. I, having accomplished and finished the will of him whose I am, even the Father, concerning me, having done this that I might subdue all things unto myself. 3. Retaining all power, even to the destroying of Satan and his works, at the end of the world, and the last great day of judgment, which I shall pass upon the inhabitants thereof, judging every man according to his works, and the deeds which he hath done. Doctrine and Covenant, section 29, verses 1 through 2. 1. Listen to the voice of Jesus Christ your Redeemer, the great I Am, whose arm of mercy hath atoned for your sins. 2. Who will gather his people even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, even as many as will hearken to my voice, and humble themselves before me, and call upon me in mighty prayer. Doctrine and Covenant, section 38, verses 1 through 3. 1. Thus saith the Lord your God, even Jesus Christ, the great I Am, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the same which looked upon the wide expanse of eternity and all the seraphic hosts of heaven before the world was made. 2. The same which knoweth all things, for all things are present before mine eyes. 3. I am the same which spake, and the world was made, and all things came by me. Doctrine and Covenant, section 45, verses 3 through 5. 3. Listen to him who is the advocate with the Father, who is pleading your cause before him. 4. Saying, Father, behold the sufferings and death of him who did no sin, and whom thou wast well pleased. Behold the blood of thy Son which was shed, the blood of him whom thou gavest that thyself might be glorified. 5. Wherefore, Father, spare these my brethren that believe on my name, that they may come unto me and have everlasting life. Doctrine and Covenant, section 50, verse 44. Wherefore I am in your midst, and I am the good shepherd, and the stone of Israel. He that buildeth upon this rock shall never fall. Doctrine and Covenant, section 93, verses 5 through 19. 5. I was in the world and received of my Father, and the works of him were plainly manifest. 6. And John saw and bore record of the fullness of my glory, and the fullness of John's record is hereafter to be revealed. 7. And he bore record, saying, I saw his glory, that he was in the beginning before the world was. 8. Therefore in the beginning the Word was, for he was the Word, even the messenger of salvation. 9. The light and the Redeemer of the world, the Spirit of truth, who came into the world because the world was made by him, and in him was the life of men and the light of men. 10. The worlds were made by him. Men were made by him. All things were made by him, and through him and of him. 11. And I, John, bear record that I beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Even the Spirit of truth, which came and dwelt in the flesh, and dwelt among us. 19. And I, John, saw that he received not of the fullness at first, but received grace for grace. 13. And he received not of the fullness at first, but continued from grace to grace until he received a fullness. 14. And thus he was called the Son of God, because he received not of the fullness at the first. 15. And I, John, bear record, and lo, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Ghost descended upon him in the form of a dove, and sat upon him. And there came a voice out of heaven, saying, This is my beloved Son. 16. And I, John, bear record that he received a fullness of the glory of the Father. 17. And he received all power, both in heaven and on earth. And the glory of the Father was with him, for he dwelt in him. 18. And it shall come to pass that if you are faithful, you shall receive the fullness of the record of John. 19. And I give unto you these sayings that you may understand and know how to worship, and know what you worship, that you may come unto the Father in my name, and in due time receive of his fullness. Doctrine and Covenants, section 133, verses 42 through 52. 42. O Lord, thou shalt come down to make thy name known to thine adversaries, and all nations shall tremble at thy presence. 43. When thou doest terrible things, things they look not for. 44. Yea, when thou comest down on the mountains, flow down at thy presence. Thou shalt meet him who rejoiceth, and worketh righteousness, who remembereth thee and thy ways. 45. For since the beginning of the world have not men heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath any eye seen, O God, besides thee, how great things thou hast prepared for him that waiteth for thee. 46. And it shall be said, Who is this that cometh down from God in heaven with dyed garments, yea, from the regions which are not known, clothed in his glorious apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength? And he shall say, I am he who spake in righteousness, mighty to save. 48. And the Lord shall be red in his apparel, and his garments like him that treadeth in the wine vat. 49. And so great shall be the glory of his presence, that the sun shall hide his face in shame, and the moon shall withhold its light, and the stars shall be hurled from their places. 50. And his voice shall be heard, I have trodden the winepress alone, and I have brought judgment upon all people, and none were with me. 51. And I have trampled them in my fury, and I did tread upon in mine anger, and their blood have I sprinkled upon my garments, and stained all my raiment, for this was the day of vengeance, which was in my heart. 52. And now the year of my redeemed is come, and they shall mention the loving kindness of their Lord, and all that he has bestowed upon them according to his goodness, and according to his loving kindness, forever and ever. End of the scriptures relating to section number 2, Behold, I am Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. End of section 2, Behold, I am Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world.